This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The shop local movement has been around for a while now. The idea that consumers ought to support hometown businesses, everything from local produce at farmers markets to the small shops right around the corner, the little guys, in other words. Well, it seems the big guys want to feel more local, too. For Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, the story starts with a trip to McDonald's in Hawaii.
Aloha. Welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try an extra value meal today with a McCafe?
Hi, I'd like your breakfast sandwich with Spam, please.
Words I never thought I would say. It's actually a breakfast platter with rice and eggs. McDonald's in Hawaii started serving Spam more than 10 years ago because people here really do like it. As the story goes, they acquired a taste for it during World War II. Melanie Okazaki is the marketing manager of McDonald's Hawaii.
We're part of McDonald's Corporation, big global company, but we also do consider our local identity very important.
In recent years, the rest of McDonald's has also made a push to regionalize their menus. For example, serving lobster rolls at some locations in the Northeast.
You know, it's funny, we've kind of almost come full circle.
Denise Lee Yan is a brand consultant for restaurants and retail stores. She says, first, we moved from mom-and-pop stores to bigger national chains. And for a while, the trend at those chains was to standardize everything across all stores. McDonald's used to be a prime example of that. But in recent years, more companies have started to loosen up.
It's so commonplace to have these national or international brands, and it's almost a negative when a company that large acts like a large company. You know, people feel like they are faceless, they don't care about their customers, and we're interested in making a profit as opposed to really doing good things for the community.
So whether it's sourcing local products at Whole Foods, ingredients and decor at Shake Shack, or using local yoga teachers for marketing at Lululemon, Yan says big companies want to feel smaller for their customers. Just this summer, Target started rolling out a line of city-specific products called Local Pride. It's in Boston, San Diego, and Chicago, with more cities to come. Fashion designer Todd Snyder spent time in each place to come up with ideas.
For example, with our Boston series, the Wicked Smart is our number one seller.
That's a t-shirt that says Wicked Smart, S-M-A-H-T. Other shirts highlight local businesses.
We did Legal Seafoods, The Atomic Cafe, Tasty Burger. Yeah, so we have some really good ones. These are all local places.
He says he tried to make it feel like Target was in the know in each city.
And I think connecting with a customer and making them feel like, wow, I can't believe Target has something like this, because, you know, Target's huge. You kind of feel like, oh, I get it. They get me.
Target declined to discuss the additional costs of these local lines. Barbara Kahn, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says each company will have to look at sales to see if this works with customers, if the extra costs are worth it.
But I do think that part of what retailers are looking for is to make shopping fun again. I think people feel this ennui. It's the same retail in Paris as it is in New York. It's a little disappointing. It's something about upping the shopping experience, creating curiosity.
Getting people to come into stores, no matter how big they are. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.